is Jalen Anthony.
What?
Rose.
Dog.
I'm still David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together with Jalen Jacoby, what is it that we do?
Give the people what they want.
Welcome to Jalen Jacoby, giving the people what they want. The people want to know where Cam Newton is going to play quarterback. I can't lie. I would have assumed that by now we would know exactly what uniform he will be wearing, yet Cam Newton is still out there. And the draft, you thought maybe that would open up some holes for a quarterback like Cam Newton, but we saw some interesting quarterback selections, namely Jordan Love to the Packers and Jalen Hurts to the Eagles, two teams that already have established starters. Jalen, what do you think about Cam still being out there and all of this quarterback shuffling going on after the draft?
It reminded me of a classic movie, Jason's Lyric, where Forrest Whitaker had an issue because, you know, his leg was bothering him. And he wanted his sweetheart to continue to be with him, and she just didn't want to be with him anymore. He's like, it's my leg. That's how I feel about Cam. It's his injuries. We all know that he's one of the best 32 quarterbacks in the NFL. And certain teams that don't have quarterbacks like a Jacksonville, sorry, Minshew, I know that that's your guy. We clearly see that Cam Newton is better than him on paper. We can take that to a few teams around the league. That ain't the issue. The issue is this pandemic has stopped teams from seeing him up close and personal, interviewing with him, and examining his injuries. So therefore, I think it's going to probably have to get closer to actually playing football when teams see him to actually evaluate him. He'll definitely be on the squad. And like I've been telling you, he being slept on this season.
Absolutely. I thought he would end up on the Chargers, and they obviously drafted Justin Herbert to sort of fill that need. And then after the draft, I thought that there would sort of be a place for Cam to land, but there's no natural landing place. And there's also some really interesting picks of Hurts to back up Wentz and Love to back up Rodgers. What do you think about those two picks?
So here's the deal. As the quarterback drafting happens, the shuffling happens, the carousel happens. If you want to talk about this past NFL draft, let's start with the Lions.
No.
David Jacoby, I've been telling you this pre-draft. We don't take somebody behind Matthew Stafford, yet the Green Bay Packers take somebody behind Aaron Rodgers. Philadelphia Eagles take somebody behind Wentz. Carolina Panthers can move on from Cam. The Chargers can move on from Phillip Rivers. I'm just saying we need depth at that position and to be looking towards the future at the most important position in the game. So I'm not mad at Green Bay. Jordan Love, if he doesn't become the next Aaron Rodgers, which virtually is impossible because he's an all-time great player, I've always seen them have a starting quarterback that was really good. And backup quarterbacks are so very valuable. That's why you take Jalen Hurts behind Wentz. Philly knows this. That's how they just won the Super Bowl. Wise up, people.
And Aaron Rodgers himself was drafted in a very similar position, obviously behind Brett Favre. I'm not that mad at the Packers, but I think it's not what you do, it's always how you do it. It feels like from what we've read that they could have done it a little bit differently and sort of notified Rodgers and sort of let him know and done it that way. You have a problem with that, Mr.
Terrible, his terrible relationships with management where they don't treat him like an all-time great and involve him in decisions like it seemed Philly did with Wentz. It's kind of what Tom Brady seemed like he wasn't able to get later in his career, which led to him leaving New England. But let me tell everybody something. I watch multimedia, every station, every radio show, every podcast.
What?
Let me tell you something. I keep
you
hearing you guys
podcast?
Talk about Aaron Rodgers' weapons. And right, they haven't drafted a receiver. But let me tell y'all something right now. They picked up Devin Funchess in the offseason. He going to go off this year. So I know everybody understands Devontae Adams is that deal. Watch Devin Funchess playing with Aaron Rodgers this year.
Well, one quarterback that was out there like Cam Newton seems like they have a home. It's a very interesting, if not puzzling, fit. That is, Jameis Winston seems to be on the verge of a one-year deal with the New Orleans Saints, of all places. The Saints, you know, they had Bridgewater last year that came in and backed up Drew Brees when Drew Brees was out. They also have Taysom Hill, who people seem to love in theory, but you just don't see a lot on the field. And now, potentially, likely, Jameis Winston. What do you think about that pickup?
Let me see. Do you sense a thing? Smart teams trying to make sure that they have depth at quarterback?
Yes.
Now you see why I was upset in my squad. Now you see exactly what I'm saying. Taysom Hill has barely thrown passes. He's a terrific utility player. He's going to be a game changer. Drew Brees is the starter. Jameis Winston is going to be the backup. Have depth in the quarterback room. This is excellent for Jameis. I'm so happy he landed there. This is going to resurrect his career and give him a chance to even stay there. Or do like Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah,
play really
you
well.
You would never want Drew Brees to get injured, but Drew Brees getting injured allowed Teddy Bridgewater to come in and Teddy Bridgewater to rack up those wins and show the rest of the league that he can be the starting quarterback and get him a deal. There was one very interesting stat that Jameis Winston has completed more passes to Saints players than Taysom Hill. Obviously, the Saints players that Jameis Winston completed them to were defenders. Tough. Moving on. This is very important. News that matters. Jalen, we've been doing this show for quite some time, and there's something that we just fundamentally disagree on. But at this point, I have actual video proof that you are wrong. We showed some video a couple years ago that the New York Times unveiled that was of some unidentified flying objects filmed by military pilots. This isn't drunk farmers in the field. This is military pilots with high-tech equipment filming these images. The Pentagon released this. This is not TMZ, all right? I didn't find this on Black Sports Online, all right? This is the Pentagon that released this, Jalen Rose. What is that that they filmed? What is that, if not an alien object? What is that?
Jacoby, when you look up in the air.
No, answer the question, dog. Answer the question.
Don't you see multiple planets? You see planets, right, when you look up in the air? Can you name a couple of planets?
Oh, my God, Jacob, can I name planets? I have little children. Of course I can name the planets. Answer my question. What is that thing on the screen?
Okay, so I would say that that's debris falling off of one of them. That's what
debris
I believe.
Debris falling off a planet? That's your explanation for that. That's your explanation for that. Debris falling off a planet.
Yes.
Okay.
That's all it is.
I don't even want to waste my breath.
It's like a chip off an old block.
Chip off the old block. Just a little debris. Just, you know what? One of the planets got a haircut, and that's just some of the hair that fell on the floor of the intergalactic barbershop. That's what you think. You know what? Sometimes I can't do this show. Like, honestly, just like, I just want to just close the browser right now just so I don't have to deal with you. I showed you a video of a UFO.
You have to be loyal to
it
your
was
armor.
Flying at hundreds of miles an hour, and it was rotating, and it had no wings and no jet propulsion. It was not of this world. It was definitely alien life craft right here on this planet. You know what? They're just window shopping. They saw what we're dealing with the coronavirus, and they're like, you know what? We're just going to keep it moving. We're just going to keep it moving.
Aren't you the same guy that said there's going to be an
Airbnb
apocalypse?
They're just browsing.
What happened
to that?
They swiped right on our whole planet.
They swiped right on our whole planet. This is embarrassing. We can't even get taken over by aliens.
What happened to the kangaroo apocalypse? What happened to that?
That's next, dog. Kangaroo apocalypse is happening. It is happening. I'll give you more evidence of that. Right after this.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. No longer live from Pier 17, but still brought to you by delicious Heineken beer. Jalen Rose, it is time for you to select whether or not we will discuss a topic. It's time for our segment. Keep it moving. If you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, we'll keep it moving. Jalen, first up, Zion Williamson says he's right now ready to play, keep it moving, or hit the brakes.
Great.
Let's listen to Zion talk about life in the quarantine.
Honestly, I'm ready now. You know, I've been staying in shape, working on myself, and just, you know, just staying ready because we never know when that time is going to come when they say, all right, let's resume. And, you know, I don't want to have to look around and my teammates like, you know, I'm sorry, guys, I'm just not ready. No, I'm staying ready for my teammates.
Jalen, he's not ready. He needs to get a haircut. You're not ready. You can be as ready as you want physically, but you need a haircut before you step on the NBA floor. I don't care if there's fans or no fans. Jalen, what do you think about him saying he is ready?
He likes Zorro. He marked a Z in his head, huh? I think that it's going to benefit him in a lot of ways. Number one, being a young player, he missed the major port to start the season, and then he played. They had load managed him. They're a handful of games out of the eighth spot. If there are some regular season games to be resumed, he will be playing in those. But this ain't breaking news. If it ain't no regular season games to resume, his season is over.
It's over.
So it's going to be interesting to see what happens in our country over the next few weeks with testing and all of the things we have to do as certain cities decide whether they want to reopen and if it was a good idea, that type of thing. But it's great to see the young fellow feeling like he's healthy, staying in shape, and having a crib where he can actually hoop and train.
The Lakers have talked to the city of Los Angeles, Los Angeles County, about opening up their practice facility. Keep moving or hit the brakes?
We'll keep it moving for now because, you know, it's a fluid situation.
Jalen, this is not a fluid situation. You are completely unbiased, but we must be said that you are represented by Roc Nation, and also represented by Roc Nation are the Ball Brothers. They have signed with the Roc. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Welcome to the family. And you know, those my adopted little brothers, Jacoby. And you know Roc family is going to make sure that they righteous. Shout to my brother Jermaine Jackson doing a great job with LaMelo. I'll make sure that we get them to come and represent on the show.
Okay. I guess we're going
to keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving.
Next, I can't believe I'm going to say these words into a microphone. Aaron Gordon, Rich Gordon, a diss track about Dwayne Wade.
The brakes.
Now, I saw that Aaron Gordon recorded a diss track about Dwayne Wade. I thought he was joking, but when you watch the video, I don't know what kind of tone he's trying to hit. Like, is this like a Weird Al Yankovic joke? Or is this like a Dame Lillard attempt at a music career? Jalen, how did you feel the tone was of this video and this song when you watched it?
I think Dame Lillard rolling over in his grave watching Aaron Gordon trying to be an MC. You know, he's probably thinking as older generations often think when they look at the youngsters and they say youth is wasted on the young. That's kind of what I feel like when I watch this. But he living his best life. He keeping a glass of red wine. Dwayne Wade did give his teammate the nod. Of course, we all would. I've been telling you for almost 10 years, what is my nickname for the family atmosphere that they create under Pat Riley in Miami? What do I call them?
Miami Mafia.
You think Dwayne Wade about to sit there and give that guy a low score and then have to go back to Miami the final year that he retiring? Not going to be able to do it.
Well, I will say that I think Dame Lillard's spot as the best rapper in the NBA is pretty secure after watching this video. That's all I have to say about that. I could not tell if he was joking or not. And I'm sure that he was, but it wasn't funny. And I always say, you can be mean if you're funny, and he was not mean enough nor funny enough for this to really hit. Finally, we have another documentary on the horizon about the NBA that you might be interested in. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Dwayne Wade says he is executive producing a documentary about the Redeem Team, not the Dream Team. This is the Redeem Team from the Beijing Olympics after the USA's very poor showing in Athens in 2004. You excited?
I like it. And it's necessary right now that we're quarantining. And the squad prior to that, that was coached by Larry Brown, if I'm not mistaken, unfortunately had a song written by about it where this gentleman over my shoulder, Jada Kiss, referenced that squad, and he asked an important question and why. And it was, why Team USA keep getting blown out? And he asked that question. And so that's what helped lead and fuel a redeemed team who took care of business when they got the chance.
And you got Kobe Bryant there. You've got Carmelo there. You've got LeBron there. There's a lot of big stars. I think that was David Robinson I saw coaching on the bench. It's really interesting. And I think one of the best things about this documentary that I'm looking forward to is this is they didn't just lose in 2004, Jalen. Like, if you remember, I'm not sure.
They got,
they got the bronze medal. Like, they didn't just, like, lose in overtime in the gold medal game and, like, some great performance. Like, they were out there partying. Like, they looked like Michael Jordan had to knock on the hotel room door and drag them out by their nose ring before they took the court when they were out there in Athens.
I got a feeling Larry Brown ain't going to want to see his portrayal with that team.
No, we will see. I mean, that's not personal, is it, Jalen? You're completely objective when it comes to Larry Brown, right?
Of course. We buried our hatchet.
Of course. Jalen, when we come back, I have a preview of an upcoming Instagram battle that is so big, I actually don't want it to happen. I'll tell you what that is right after this. You got to give the people. Give the people what they want. We're all dealing with a lot right now. Global pandemic, quarantine. You're either stuck at home alone, stuck at home with a roommate, stuck at home with a loved one, stuck at home with a lot of loved ones, stuck at home with your parents, stuck at home with your children. We're all dealing with so much. You would think that all this time alone, away from the office, or away from the daily routine, would calm things down, but it doesn't. Still a lot to deal with. All the Zoom meetings that you have, conference calls, kids homeschooling, taking care of your parents, shopping. It's just a lot of stress on you right now in your daily routine. And one thing that I like to do, just take a second to chill. I feel like I'm always being forced to be on. My day is already just as scheduled as it used to be before the pandemic, so I need some time to relax and just chill. And there's only one beer that's literally made to chill, and that is Coors Light. You know the Coors Light. You've had the bottles and the cans. When you see those mountains turn blue, you know that when your hand touches that bottle or that can, it's going to be crispy and it's going to be cold because they have three ways in which they make it chill. It is cold filtered. It is cold processed, cold packaged, it's cold lagered, it's literally made to chill. And I love to crack open a Coors Light when I need a little me time. Just a little time for me. You know, Coors Light, when you hear that can, the you know that you're going to get the next 10 minutes of refreshing beer and a little bit of me time during these stressful times. And here's one thing that's very important while you're quarantined at home. You can have Coors Light. You can have that chill moment. You can have that delivered to you by going to getcoorslight.com. Again, you can have Coors Light delivered by going to get.coorslight.com and finding local delivery options near you. Celebrate responsibly at Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, I know we are at home, but we can still get fired. So this is the Don't Get Fired topic of the day.
And now, the Don't Get Fired topic of the day.
The Patriots drafted a kicker by the name of Justin Rohrwasser, and it was brought to the world's attention that he has a tattoo of the three percenters on it. Now, this is a group that is not explicitly white supremacist. They're not explicitly anti-government, but they have been linked to some not great things. And Rohrwasser says that he didn't know until Saturday and that he is going to have the tattoo removed. What do you think?
We've learned within the last handful of years or so that the racial, social, political divide in our country, while it has made some progress in a lot of ways, it continues to seem like it's growing even further apart. But this is how I stand on stuff like this, Jacoby. Congratulations to the Patriots for getting them a kicker in the draft. Hopefully he becomes the next Adam Vinatieri for you. Congratulations to him for getting picked. But one word is being left off the statement right there. Does it mean Patriots ask ASK draftee Justin to remove controversial tattoo? That's the difference for me because a lot of times if he's wearing it on his body and he wants to own it personally and professionally, I'm all for that. I'm all for letting people express themselves, Jacoby, even if it's bigoted, even if it's racist, because I get the chance to know where you're coming from and I don't have to guess. And it's America. He's entitled to his freedom of speech and of expression. So I'm not upset at him. I just wonder if because he now works in corporate America, that's the reason he feels that he should remove it, and or the public pressure made him remove it. Because other than that, that's what how he wants to roll. I support it.
Oh, that's exactly what happened. If no one was brought this to the world's attention, to the page's attention, to the media's attention, then he would not be removing this tattoo. And also the fact that he said he didn't really understand what it meant or what it was linked to or some of the things about this organization until Saturday. Seems a little odd to be that ignorant about a tattoo you're getting on your body, but obviously I cannot prove otherwise. So we will move on to something a little bit lighter fare. Jalen, whenever we show a Jeopardy clip on this program, you know it's going to be good, and we had one of those recently. Let's check in on the worst named game show in the world.
Take a look. Here, as on each September 24th, Zulus celebrate a holiday that was named in honor of this warrior leader of the early 1800s. Sarah.
Who is Shaka Khan?
No. Matt. Who is Shaka Zulu?
Oh, Sarah. Sarah knew it the second that she said it. Sarah's like, who's Shaka Khan? And it's like, oh, no. The Rolodex, manila envelope of Shaka's in her brain has two names in it, and she picked the wrong Shaka. Woof, she picked the wrong Shaka.
Fam, these topics set your people back 50 years, man. Shaka Khan and Shaka Zulu.
Matt knew. Matt,
how can you
that
even
real quick
consider getting them confused? I know they have the same name, Jacoby, but there are a lot of people with a lot of names that you don't get confused. Those two don't correlate at all.
Well, big shout to Shaka Khan, who is definitely not Shaka Zulu.
I feel
and
for
big
you.
So one of my best friends in the world, Shaka Ramsey. God, I got three Shakas in my manila envelope in my brain. And Jalen, finally, we have to discuss something that's been discussed that I really have very, very, very strong opinion about, and that is the potential of a Diddy, Dr. Dre, Instagram versus battle. I want to caution the world that this is not the time. That is the main event. That is the culmination. We need to build up to that. We need to work out all the technical issues. This battle is too big to have right now. Let's let the 3-6 Mafia and the Bone Thugs, let's let them get all of that out of the way. This needs to be the celebration of the end of the quarantine when we have two heavyweights like that in the ring.
I can't believe you said it to a microphone that French Montana had more hits than Kendrick Lamar. I will never let you live
now
that
down.
Now we
bring up old stuff.
Never.
Now we bring up old stuff. Now we bring up old
never
stuff. Oh,
we're bringing
oh,
up battles.
Wrong? You never said anything wrong in the microphone before. I got old bars to pick too, dog, but I let you
can
live.
Apologize. Apologize.
Oh, tomorrow's show is going to be all the things that Jalen said wrong for the last 10 years. Make sure you tune in. We'll be back.
Apologize.
Geico gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name? Check. Birthday? Social security? Is that a thing? Hey, mom, what is my social security number? Mom? 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 Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag. Done.
Geico. Always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Jalen, we got to do some pod exclusive. We always say we get the people they want. Part of getting the people they want is doing that podcast exclusive content, just like we always do. We're trying to build in the daily routine, and we always did some pod exclusive in the past, and now we're going to do some now. And we got some last dance discussion for you. So there's a very serious journalistic publication that did some deep investigative research on the relationship between Carmen Electra and Dennis Rodman. And the Los Angeles Times did an interview with Miss Electra. Certain that's her born name. And here's what she said about one moment during the relationship between her and Dennis. She said, quote, "One day when the Bulls had a day off from practicing, Dennis said he had a surprise for me. He blindfolds me. We get on his motorcycle. When he finally takes my blindfold off, we're standing at the Bulls practice facility center court. It was crazy, like two kids in a candy store. We were eating popsicles from the fridge and pretty much having sex all over the damn place. In the physical therapy room, in the weight room, obviously on the court." Jalen, this is going to blow your mind. Soft move. Soft move.
This is an extremely soft move. Actions like this is the reason why we got to wipe everything down from now on. How exactly. About that?
This was actually the start of the coronavirus.
And by the way, there are certain things that should remain urban legend and other things that you should probably keep to yourself, because as they come out decades later, they don't sound as attractive and fun and fly. Mm. It was almost like the part when I saw him jump on the motorcycle and he had the beer in his hand. I was like, oh, okay. This is the exact same thing. Like he was watching Purple Rain, got excited. It was like, I'm going to do that. You going to get in late Minnetonka? His version of that was the Birdo Center with the Chicago Bulls practice.
Well, also, how do I say this? You've been in a relationship for a long time. You tried everything, right? And a hardwood floor, that's not comfortable. You know what I mean? You can have sex in the court. Like, I mean, I guess you're going to do it just to say you did it, like Ludacris in the 50-yard line. But the court, that's just hardwood. A lot of sneakers. Who knows if they might not have cleaned that after last practice. You know, they usually probably sweep the floors before practice, not immediately after practice. And, like, there was like, oh, yeah, and we got free popsicles. Free popsicles? Like free popsicles? Like that's a whack date. Dennis Rodman, she was like, I want you to take me out sometime. He couldn't think of nothing. So he's like, I got the keys to the practice facility. We'll just make a night out of that.
Free Correct. Popsicles. And also, he basically paraphrased in the documentary this part, because he acted like he was going to the gym late night and had his friends shooting. It was her. That's who it was. Yeah, I'm putting two and two together. I watch a lot of times.
I would never shoot.
I got my friend shooting. I gauged the
rebound.
It come off this way. It come off this way.
Yeah, it's probably a very unpredictable rebound when you got Carmen Electra shooting too. Because if I remember correctly, she's like 4'10". That's a great point. You know what? I was at the practice facility all night last night practicing, just getting my rebounding right. Oh, where? No, did Carmen Electra throw a rack of balls at the rim naked? Right after y'all just coitused on the court. And nowadays, there's cameras in there. There's cameras in there.
No question about it. Extra security, all types of stuff. Laminates, fingerprints, eyes, all of that.
All of that. Can't do it. Well, that was one of the things that came out. And then we also have the fact that Rodman not only took a 2-day vacation, turned it into like a 6-day vacation in the middle of a season, but he also missed a practice before game 4 of the finals to appear with Hulk Hogan and the NWO on WCW Nitro. Jalen. We always say, like, just imagine if that happened in today's NBA. But, like, this is unfathomable. Like, I understand giving somebody a little bit more rope, but at some point, is Phil Jackson messing up by giving this man too much rope?
There are two words I want to use in this dynamic: Zen Master, because he was playing puppet with the entire scenario. It was like Reinsdorf, I know you hiding behind Krause. If you really wanted us to have the money and the power, you take care of Scotty, you take care of me. Just like you took care of MJ when you gave him 30 mil. All right. So since you're making me manage this my way, I'm not mad at people to say screw management. I just don't want it to get in the way of us winning it all this year. So if you want to take a vacation since Scotty returned, we understand. Hey, MJ, you told me you was right. I wasn't going to have this dude back in 2 days. But now it's been 4, 5, 6 days. Go get him. MJ being a great leader. This is one of the greatest leadership moments in the history of NBA. Like, he should get a 5-star for this. Go get Rodman. The same thing. Like, wrestling, like I said, he was the initial rock star. He laid it down for people like Gronk right now. And that's what made Rodman so special off the floor.
Also, like, people forget just how good he was at rebounding the basketball. Like, 7 rebounding titles. 7 rebounding titles.
Defensive player of the year, guarding multiple positions.
Yeah, getting 20 over and over and over again. Over and over and over again.
He could guard anybody from Magic Johnson to Karl Malone. It's crazy.
There's a whole generation of basketball fans who are like, oh, that's that crazy guy that went to North Korea. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of like this. If you're like 20, you're like, isn't he the weird looking guy that went to North Korea? Didn't he play with Michael Jordan or something? Like,
They'll be accurate. But like I'll tell them, those are the only people that only saw LeBron James play and think that he's the GOAT.
You trying to do this again? Well, can we get a day? Can we go a day without you trying to get in LeBron James versus NBA? And you've been going off first take and get up too much, man. That's what happened to you. I'm going to bring you back home. What do you think about Dak Prescott's contract, Jalen? What do you think Jerry Jones is going to do with his franchise quarterback? What do you think?
He just want to keep his team in the news. That's the only reason why he didn't sign him. That's it. He's just trying to do it for the value so we can keep him in the headlines.
Who's going to win the NFC East next year?
Philly.
Oh, you're my favorite. You know what we got to do? We got to bring voicemails back. Call 985-80-JALEN. We haven't done a voicemail in like 2 months. This is a quarantine. People got time. So call 985-80-JALEN. Jalen got some hoodies. Jalen got some hoodies. Guys, say something about the conference call we had today. We started having conference calls about the show, okay? We're all in different places. We can't really talk, and we don't go to the office anymore. So it seems right we should all get together every morning and discuss the program. And it's something new to our program. And we're doing it. And I joined a conference call 30 seconds late. Jalen hijacked a conference call, spent the first 5 minutes talking about hoodies. That's what he did. Talking about hoodies.
Well, here's what I learned from Brianna. That either all three people didn't receive what I sent them. I sent 2 hoodies and one of those dope Magic and Bird shirts to somebody.
Those are the best.
So I asked her, I was like, I spent my money. I know I sent them. Did any of those 3 people respond and acknowledge that they got them? She's like, a gentleman named Nicholas Giles responded and said, thank you. Tweet the show, Nicholas, so we can put it on the show. But the other 2, I'm looking for you. The other 2, I'm looking for you. So I'm about to get your names. I'm going to stalk you. And I'm going to figure out why you claim to be fans of the show. Say you want a hoodie. Send me the address. I send you the hoodie. You don't even holler at me. What's up with that? If y'all real fans, right. Y'all listening to this pod exclusive right now.
Wow. You know what? We should have a policy where you take the hoodies back. Like social distancing style. Yeah, like you ain't at the door. You're like in the driveway, just standing there with a baseball bat over your shoulder. Like run the hoodie back and put it in a plastic bag so I ain't touching it. That should be a new policy. For Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, 3-6 Mafia Bone Thugs Instagram battle. I ain't gonna lie, I'm not even checking for that one. I love both those acts, no disrespect. But, even the biggest names I check in on for 4 or 5 minutes and I leave and I check back in. You know, I don't think I'm checking for that one.
So let me tell you why, though. Let me tell you why you, David Jacoby, can be so dismissive of this battle. You're from the East Coast, and people from the East Coast and people from the West Coast, you know what it took them a long time to do? Embrace hip-hop in other regions of the world. And Bone Not Thugs true. Is from the Midwest, and 3-6 Mafia is from the South. And you didn't need to diversify your listening needs. Like I did. That's why I'm looking forward to this. You came on this show and you made fun of Bone Thugs. You said, I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all. That was you.
You laughed. You thought that was funny. You thought that was funny. Don't lie.
You can be mean if you're funny.
That was funny. You like it when I say the negative things that you feel, but you might have to see people. Sometimes you got to bite your tongue a little bit. You can't have the crazy opinions that
don't
I can have
because
you care about
me.
Your reputation.
Don't try
and you
to
think
put
like,
it on
oh,
me.
Like, I might see Crazy Bones sometime
don't
or whatever.
To put it on me.
If he's the one to pass away, I apologize.
I love the group that Eazy-E discovered. Bone Thugs and Harmony had those songs with Big and Pac and Easy and come on, like they helped change the flow of what we hear right now. People rapping like them now in Twista.
No one's rapping like them now. Zero. Zero people rapping like them now. Zero. Not a single act right now rapping like Bone Thugs Harmony. Okay? You know? There's not a single person out here rapping like Bone Thugs Harmony. I do like 3-6 Mafia more. I like 3-6 Mafia more. I'm just being honest about my time. Like, you can be like, you can't tell me I'm wrong about the fact that when I say, I don't think I'm a check for that battle.
I
don't think I'm a check for that battle. So, like,
I'm sure
that hundreds of thousands of people will check in. But that's just one. I'm going to miss that one. I tried to check Teddy Riley and Babyface, and I was like, y'all need to just send me a text when y'all figure this out.
Well, here's what I also learned. I love Babyface, but when they were doing the battle, song's too slow.
It's hard. It's hard. He's a peacetime.
Battle got to have some energy.
Artist.
Yeah, battle got to have some energy.
You got to have a little head nodding. Like RZA and Primo had the head nodders. You know what I mean? Like the song's like, oh, yeah, I forgot this one. And like, oh, yeah, it was by them. Like you had those moments, but with the slow intros and the slow songs and the crooning, very different. Jalen, I just want to remind everybody that they can watch the Jalen and Jacoby After Show after episode 6 this Sunday
after,
evening.
After
show. And you can listen to the after shows with Jason Hare, potentially some other special guests. And that's coming out on Sunday evening right after the shows. Make sure you call 985-80-JALEN. Give us a shout and let us know what you want us to do. Send us questions. Soft Move, Boss Move, Culture Regional, all that. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.